Okay, we're out here at the intersection, busiest intersection in Winston-Salem. About 66,000 people a day come through here on average. Sir, you know about Jesus? You know about Jesus Christ?
Yes, I do.
You want a little card? I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church.
All right.
And I hope you do. I don't know you, but think about it, you know. You take care. God bless you. We're here to give you good news that's found in Jesus Christ. And that good news is Jesus came and he died and he was buried according to the scriptures. And he also rose again according to the scriptures. And that's the good news. Why is it, you might ask? Is that good news that he died? Well, the good news is he rose again. The good news is that he defeated death, hell, and the grave for everybody that would believe on him. That's the beauty. The beauty is that Jesus came to give eternal life to everyone that would believe on him, to embrace him, to trust him, to him solely. Nobody else. Allah cannot do that. Muhammad cannot do that. Hare Krishna cannot do that. Buddha cannot do that. None of them have ever loved so much that they laid down their life. Jesus didn't just talk about eternal life. He proved it. He demonstrated it by giving his very life. So he's nothing. He's more than just talk. He did what he set out to do, and that is to bring eternal life to everybody who believe. He did everything necessary. And so I want to give you the good news. I don't want you to go to hell, because that's also a reality too. Jesus keeps his promises. He keeps his promises of eternal life, just like he gives promises and keeps those promises about eternal death and hell, because he cannot lie. So why not have life? Why not have an open mind? Why be prejudiced against your Creator and not even give it a second thought? Because it'll come back to bite you, I guarantee you. It'll come back to you when you stand before your Creator. Look at what Jesus said in his love and his compassion. It says there in John 3:16, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why not? Because Jesus paid the sin penalty, so that whoever would believe on him should not perish, should not have eternal death, should not have to go to hell because of what Jesus did at Calvary. So again, we got something this time of year and every time of year to give you good cheer, to give you something to smile about throughout all eternity. This is not something that's bad news. It's not something that's fake news. This is something that's good news that's found in the Lord Jesus, who laid down his life for sinners like you and me. How are you doing, folks? I'm Pastor Grace Baptist Church, and I'm just...
Yeah, we're Jewish. I think we're doing it.
Well, I won't even celebrate Christmas. I don't, because it's a pagan holiday. But anyway, none of that mess. I don't make a big deal about it. But the main thing is, there's a Messiah supposed to come. You believe that, right?
Could be, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
Look at Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22, and if that's not talking about Jesus, I don't know what is.
All right.
But anyway, you can check us out. You know, yeah.
All right.
You know, and if you had a card, I'd check you out, you know, and maybe we could have a friendly dialogue, right?
You sound sincere. I appreciate it. People were paying attention.
Well, you know, John the Baptist, Jesus, Paul, Peter, Jeremiah, Isaiah, they preach that in the streets. You know, so I'm just trying to do what they say.
Well,
God says preach the gospel to every creature. You know, used to.
Thinking about what their actions are.
Yeah, you know, but that's what our country needs. We need to hear about God. That's the solution to our problems. It's not more politicians and more laws. We need to keep the ones we got. Well, if you pay attention to God, then you'll automatically pay attention. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. They're together, Jesus said. Yeah, well, they're not worshiping right. All right, take care. Praise God, we got to talk to somebody who is Jewish, and maybe the Lord will use that. Again, we got something Put a smile on your face, folks. A smiley face, because it's about Jesus, who is the source of all joy. I'm talking about a joy that's eternal joy. I'm talking about life everlasting that's found in Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He says there in John 14, 6, no man comes to the Father except by me. So again, believe, receive. Don't have a closed mind, because one day you will. You will have to give an answer of your life, just like I am as well. But are your sins forgiven? What you going to do when you die? What you going to do when you stand before your Creator? It's a serious matter. Hi there, sir. How's it going? I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church. I'm just out here telling people about Jesus Christ, the good news. You know him?
Yeah.
You know Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Well, think about it. Take care. I do a man, I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church. No? Okay. People are scared of the gospel. I don't know what the problem is. How about a man? I'm pastor of Grace Baptist Church there. No? You don't want the gospel? You don't want Jesus? No? Wow. Come on, let's don't be prejudiced. Think about it. Have an open mind now. Don't be in such a hurry you miss out. How about it, sir? How y'all doing? Excuse me. Nope. Okay. Y'all have a good day. Love you too. All right, sir. How about it? We're talking about Jesus Christ. I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church. We're out here telling people about the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, they used to preach out in open air in the old days. You know, so we're doing the same thing. But now the green light. Come see us sometime. Take care. All right. God bless you. Right here in the middle. Go ahead, come on, it's okay. Oh, thank you. That's nice, nice lady. Let me through, even though she's got a yellow light. All right. I see some people, Brandy, saying something to me. All right, sir, how you doing? I'm with Grace Baptist Church. I'm a pastor over there, over in Rural Hall. And, you know, make their life go by a little bit faster if you just talk to me, right? You know, the time goes by faster. Anyway, you know, we're all going to have to leave this world, right? And that's a reality. But when we stand for our Creator, what's going to happen? You believe in the Creator? Yeah. Well, you know, we've sinned, all of us. And we need to have that sin taken care of. Sin's the source of all the troubles we got today. And Jesus came to take care of that. And that's not just me, who used to do all kinds of crazy stuff I'm ashamed to even commit. But I've seen people who used to be drug addicts are not anymore. I've seen alcoholics are not anymore because of what Jesus did. They didn't have to go to AA or take medicine or any kind of garbage. I've seen he comes through with the goods when Jesus makes the promise of eternal life. Because he died on the cross to pay the sin debt so that I don't have to pay it. Right. If you believe, you know. Well, thanks for listening. All right, God bless you. All right. Yep. All right, folks, we know this light's going to change in just a little bit. What's more, we're here to tell you something that will put a smile on your face, not just now, but throughout all eternity. That is that Jesus said to this one paralytic, he says, be of good cheer. Why? Thy sins have been forgiven thee. That's what he said, and that was before he healed him. And that's what's amazing. Because it's more important. That man was more concerned about his soul's condition, about his physical condition. And so Jesus said, be of good cheer. Because the source of all our problems and all our difficulties, all our troubles, is found in sin. As long as we continue to try to put band-aids on a more serious problem, we will never solve the problems. We have death in this world, and that's a problem. And the only one who's ever been able to overcome that is Jesus Christ, because he not only died, he was buried, but he rose again, according to the scriptures, being victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Now that's beautiful, folks. That is good. That's something to rejoice in. That's something to shout about. It's something not to be ashamed of, or embarrassed, or afraid of. because it's good news. And I've seen Jesus deliver. Jesus, when he makes a promise, he delivers. He delivers on his promise. Because I've seen people who used to be caught up in sin and used to be adulterers, and they're not adulterers anymore. Who used to be drug addicts, and they're not drug addicts anymore. Who used to be alcoholics, and they're not alcoholics anymore. Jesus delivers the good. When he says he changes people's lives and he gives eternal life, he means it. He keeps his promises. He says, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But also there's a promise of condemnation if you reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. Imagine somebody gives you a gift. Somebody gives you a gift and you snub it off. It costs a lot of money, you snub it off. Think about the gift of eternal life and you just reject it. And it costs Jesus Christ his very life. It ain't going to be too good for you when you stand before God. I don't want you to be in that situation. I want you to know eternal life through Jesus Christ. We're going to have to die anyway. Amen. We're going to have to die anyway.
What's Brandy saying? Sounds like you're losing your voice. Okay. All right, Brandy. Keep praying for her. I appreciate it. All right. Once more. We got a message that will be good for your soul, good for your family, good for your community, good for this country. And that is that Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Amen. Jesus came into the world to save sinners so that we can have life and have it more abundantly in Jesus Christ. How about it, ma'am? You want to hear about Jesus Christ the Lord, ma'am? Nope. Okay. Don't have a closed mind against your Creator. It ain't going to be too bad for you. I say that out of love, not to condemn you. How about it, ma'am? Something about Jesus Christ. Ma'am, no? You don't want Jesus? Okay. All right. How about it, sir? I'm a pastor of a Grace Baptist Church in Rural Hall. And I am telling people about Jesus, and I want to tell you about it. You know Jesus? No? Okay, well, have an open mind. Your Creator. You got to stand before Him. We're all going to die one day. How you doing, sir? No? You know Jesus already? You know Jesus already? No? No? We don't have a closed mind. I'm saying it out of love now. Don't have a closed mind, because you got to stand for your Creator when you die. And you got to come to terms with that. You can't use forms of escapism to try to escape the reality of death and escape the reality that you must stand before your Creator. We better figure out now instead of waiting till later. I say this out of love. Now I'm not any better than anybody else. I'm a sinner as well. But I'm telling you that you will have to leave this world. That is reality. That is truth. You got to come to terms with it. Otherwise, you're going to be the worse off for it. And not just for a little while, but you'll be worse off for all eternity. And again, that's not something I want to happen to you. I want you to come and know Jesus Christ. I want you to escape and flee the wrath to come. Because until you come to Jesus Christ, the wrath of God abides upon you. And I don't want you to have to suffer that. So here is the good news. Here's the gift of eternal life. It's found through Jesus Christ the Lord. If you'll receive it. Now, don't be closed-minded. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Think about it. Jesus wasn't embarrassed at all. What did he do? He hung there on the cross naked, dying for the sins of his people. He wasn't ashamed. He said that if you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. And I don't want him to be like that with me, and I hope not with you either, sir. How about it? I'm Pastor Grace Baptist Church, trying to tell people about the gospel, Jesus Christ. You know him? You know Jesus?
Trying to reacquaint myself.
Reacquaint yourself? Okay.
It's been a while, and it's been about a year or so since I've fallen back into the habit of trying to pray and all that stuff. So
well,
I've been looking for just one, so perhaps I could join
you. Yeah, well, we'd love to have you come visit with us. And anytime you want to call me,
be glad to talk to you further. We got a time limit here, of course. But anyway, it was good talking to you, sir. And I hope your journey will be a prosperous one, especially in your soul. You know, because I know it's hard. It is hard out there. Now, it was hard when I was first converted a few years ago, back 30-something years ago. But it's even harder now. So, yeah. The greater is he that's in you. If you're a child of God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But it's important being a local church, a sound local church. We need you. All right. God bless you now. Thanks for talking. All right. What's more, folks? We want to tell you about the best news that you could ever receive. And that good news is Jesus Christ. We'll give you some news that will bless your heart. Something that will bless you all your life, all through eternity. That's the kind of gift I'm telling you about. And that gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. You know, Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone unto our own way. But the good news is, yeah, we're sinners. Yeah, we're headed for hell. But the good news is that the Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of everyone that would believe on him. That's the good news, because he took the penalty, in other words, so that we would not have to. But that is manifest. If you're a recipient of that grace, it's going to be manifest by the way that you, whether you receive it or you reject it, whether you live it or you don't live it. And so, again, we want to give you the good news, not fake news, bad news. How about it, folks? I'm Pastor Grace Baptist Church. I'm just out there telling people about Jesus Christ, because he is the only hope. You know, politicians are, oh, you know?
Yes.
You know. All right. Hey, I love that. All right. Hey, good to see these young people that are standing up for Christ. So, you know what? He changed your life. You're trusting him only. And you're living your life for him, even though you might be ridiculed and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Yes. Spread the good news.
Yes.
And, you know, but that's what we're here. When the open air preached in Jeremiah's day, Isaiah's day, John the Baptist, Jesus, Peter, Paul. That's what they did. They did in the early days of our country. And we need to go out and let people know. You may not be a preacher, but let them know. All right? God bless you. All right. All right. Good to hear some people with an open mind and an open window who love Jesus Christ, who love to hear the Word of God. That is what, that's the evidence of a true believer. Non-believers hate to hear the Word of God. They'd rather people like me to shut up. But the reality is, praise God, we got freedom of speech in this country, at least at this point. And we can freely tell people about Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. That's why he's God. That's why he's the only one that can save people. So I got a little thing about our church. I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church. I'm pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and we're just out here telling people about Christ. Yeah, Rural Hall. We're not a big old huge church, but we just want to do what Jesus said, and that is spread the good news, you know. They got to know. They're not coming to church these days. You got to go out to them, you know. You got to go to him. Yeah, it's just like it says, Jesus said, go ye into all the world, not have them come to church, you know. Go ye into all the world, you know. And it was just fashionable in our country at one time to go to church, because there wasn't nothing else to do. Yeah. No more blue laws. So, yes, that's right. Well, thanks for listening. Come see us sometime you get a chance. Okay, yeah, we go to King Larry's members over there. Yep. All right. God bless you. All right, thank you. All right, folks, we got something that will bless your soul, something that will bless you for all eternity, something that will be a blessing to you for all time and eternity. How about, ma'am, something about Jesus Christ? I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church. We're just trying to tell the good news.
That we Jesus... go to Pinedale.
Okay, all
yeah,
right. So
next door.
Yep, yep. Well, no, I'm talking about Grace and Rural Hall.
Oh, and Rural Hall.
Yeah, other ones
that.
On Peters Creek, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I know that one, too.
Okay.
But anyway,
awesome.
We're just out here telling people about Christ. All right, God bless you. All right. All right. Well, it's good to see a lot of people who are rejoicing, at least in the Word of God being preached. So, folks, what's more out there? Some of you got your windows down, and you can hear the sound of my voice. Maybe with the windows closed, you can hear the sound of my voice. But nonetheless, Jesus came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But the thing is, you've got to believe it. You've got to receive it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to trust in Jesus Christ with your whole heart in order to be able to have eternal life. Trust what He did on the cross. Trust what He did when He died and was buried and rose again, according to the Scriptures. Trust in the fact that He took the sin penalty for your sins, and that He and He alone can atone for your sins, make you one with God, reconcile you to God. That is what I want you. The bad news is that if you don't receive Jesus, you go to hell because you're still in your sins. God's got to be just. And in order to be just, He has to punish sin. And the punishment is hell. I don't want you to go. That's why I'm telling you about the good news. But you got to realize yourself as a sinner in order to be able to be a recipient of that grace. And I know that's humbling, yes. But I mean, why? It makes good logical sense that we ought to be humble before our Creator, right? He's higher than we are. So it makes all kinds of logical sense. Humble ourselves before Him and do what He says. Otherwise, there's some awful consequences. I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to have a smile on your face, not just now, not just next year, but throughout all eternity. And the way you can have that is believe in the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord, because He paid the sin debt. That'll put a smile on your face now. That'll do it. All right, God is good. God is so good. God is a loving God, but He's also a God who is just. He is a God who is holy. He's a God that cannot look on sin. He's a God that will not allow sin, cannot be in His presence, because He is so holy that people would be consumed because of that holiness, the impeccability of Jesus Christ. And so, because of that, that's why we need Jesus Christ. We couldn't enjoy heaven, because as soon as we get there, we would burn up because of God's holiness. And in order to be take care of that sin, you've got to have that sin taken care of. And Jesus came into the world to take care of that sin so that you don't have to be in that position. Just believe. Embrace it. It's good stuff. It's good news. It's something that'll bless your soul. It's something that'll take you to heaven. And, you know, the other alternative is go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell. And so I'm trying to tell you something good so you don't have to go to hell, but not just as a fire escape, but that you have life and have it more abundantly. In that, not only eternal life, but in that you can live the life. Instead of just talking about it, or I go to church and all that good stuff, and you live like the world, that's not true Christianity. That's not true salvation. True salvation changes people's lives. Any other kind of salvation people talk about is not true Christianity. They're not true Christians if they don't live the life. It don't mean they're going to be perfect, but it means that they're not what they used to be. There, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Different person. I'm not like I used to be. I used to be a party animal, and I regret every moment of it. So I'm not lifting up my nose thinking I'm better than anybody else. Believe it. Spread the good news. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you there. All right. Good to hear. Good to see. Good to hear people who love the good news here. I would to God that every one of you would come to know Jesus Christ and to know the power of His resurrection and giving you a life, transforming life that will change you forever, that will change you for the better. If we're honest with ourselves, we know that we all need some changing. How about it, sir? Something about Jesus Christ? I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church trying to tell folks about Jesus. And you know Jesus? You do? So that happened for you.
Did you see that you were a sinner? You saw yourself as deserving hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us.
Okay, there you go. All right. And then you saw that Jesus was the only way, right? He's the only way. Because he's the only one that paid the price. You know, to satisfy justice. You know, he satisfied justice for everyone that believe on him. That's the good news. You know. And so you're living the life. Or you're trying. We're not perfect, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to live the life because God's changed our life.
Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Good.
God bless you, brother.
You too. And come see us sometime if you get a chance. We'd love to have you come visit with us. And we're just trying to do it. What Jesus said, go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel of Christ. That's what our world needs. It doesn't need all the craziness we got today. It don't need that. We need Jesus Christ. Keep it simple, right?
Yes,
you just need Jesus. Do what Jesus says, and it'll be a whole lot better, right?
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, one day, if we know Jesus, we go to heaven. We don't have to worry about all that mess. No more death, sorrow, pain, none of that. It's going to be all good.
Yep.
Well, if I don't see you anymore, I hope I see you in church sometime, but if I don't see you anymore, I look forward to seeing you in glory. Yeah. Yes. All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Take care. All right. God bless you, man. All right. Okay, just a little bit longer. It's starting to get dark out here. Oh, I tell you about the good news that Jesus came into this world. Not just that he was born a virgin. That's true. He was born of a virgin. He laid in the manger. That's true. But if that's all you get out of the Lord Jesus Christ, you've missed it. He came in the world not just to be born of a virgin. Jesus came in the world to save sinners. So it's much more than him being in a manger. And that's all good. He had to be a substitute for humanity. That's why God had to come into the world. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Jesus is called. He had to come. And we see that no other God, Allah, never did that. We see that higher Christian never did that. Buddha never did what Jesus did because they never loved so much and demonstrated and proved their love by laying down their life so that you can have eternal life. They didn't qualify anyway because they were sinners. Jesus was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. That's the beauty. And that he would even come and save sinners like us is amazing. If we realize our sin and how awful it is that we sin against our Creator and his holy, just, and perfect laws, and we snub our nose at him, we don't seek after him in our country. Prosperity sometimes is a curse because we think we don't need God. And we don't think about, we have all this escapism to try to not think about death and not think about God. Well, you can do all that escapism all you want to, but you're going to die. You know, and so I'm telling you, I want you to have life in Jesus Christ and not die in your sins and not go to hell, because that's the other option. Jesus keeps his promise of eternal life as well as eternal death. He's God. He cannot lie. He must do that. So again, don't have a closed mind. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't have a prejudiced mind against your very Creator. Because it won't be well for you. You're not going to fare very well if you continue down that path of rejecting the God who made heaven and earth. You know, it's one thing if you say things and do things against an earthly ruler, the consequences can be serious. But it's a much greater and worse and longer eternal consequences that's found in rejecting the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ. So once more, I got good news for you. I don't have bad news. I don't have fake news. I got good news. How about it, sir? You open, got an open mind to it? You ain't got no open mind? Oh, come on now. No? You got something better. How about that? You got anything better? No? Oh, wow. You ought to think about it. Think about Jesus. Think about what he can give you. Now he can give you something that's a lot better than what this world can offer you. That's what Jesus does. How about it, folks? We're here telling people about Jesus Christ. You know Jesus? You know him? Has he changed your life?
I said, you know Jesus? Has he changed your life? No. What? Here's something about him. It's free. It doesn't have any. Yeah, God bless you. But you know, knowing Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm videotaping both of us. You rather not? Okay. Well, I just videotaped me. How about that? Okay. Anyway, hopefully the camera don't break. But anyway, you know, we're all sinners. We're all going to die, right? We all do bad things, you know, and that's sin. You know, sin's a transgression of law. It says there in 1 John chapter 3 that is what sin is. That we transgress God's law. His law is above any other kind of law. So we're a lawbreaker. You ever told a lie? Oh, okay. All right, you too. All right, God bless you. All right. Well, all you can do is plant a seed and hope and pray that God will bless it. God will bless the message. All you can do is plant the seed, water it, pray that God will give the increase. God is so good, He does give the increase. I've seen Him give the increase time and time again over the years. How about it, sir? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church. Just trying to tell folks, hey, this will make your light go seem like it goes by faster, right? Yeah. You can talk to me, and then the next thing you know, it's green, right? Yeah. But anyway, we're just saying that salvation by grace alone, in Jesus Christ alone, because He died on the cross to save sinners. Yeah. And you know, we're trying to do what they used to do in the old days, and that is preach the gospel in the open air. Just like Jeremiah did, Isaiah, Paul, Peter, Jesus, yeah. You know, in the early days in our country. Because they're not coming to church hard anymore these days. You know, you gotta have some kind of silly gimmick that you're not biblical either. But anyway, that's how you get wolves and sheep's clothing in the church. You know, but you go to church anywhere? Okay. Well, you can come see us if you want to as well. I got a website too. We got about 700 sermons on Sermon Audio. And check us out. We're not your everyday average Baptist church, but I don't know what denomination you are. But anyway, I'm a Baptist for a reason. I used to be Pentecostal and a lot of other things, and I found out there's a certain kind of Baptist that's according to the Bible. That is the truth, you know. Most Baptist churches don't believe like we do. You know, there's a lot of other churches around the country and around the world that believe like we do, but Baptist church used to be more unified around this particular teaching. I don't know if you ever heard of Charles Spurgeon before. A great British preacher, used to have 1,000 people. All right, God bless you. All right, folks. Jesus said, He said in His word, to repent ye and believe the gospel of Christ. But repent ye and believe the gospel. That gospel means good news. But in order to be a recipient of the good news, you have to repent of your sins. That means we have to admit that we are sinners and turn away from our sins and turn to God who has created us. That makes good sense, right? Why go the way that leads you to eternal condemnation in hell? Why not go the way that is the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? He died. He was buried, and He rose again victorious over hell and over death. And that He did for everyone who would embrace Him and would wholeheartedly trust Him for their soul's salvation. So that's the good news I want to give you. Something that will give you a smile on your face, not just now, but throughout all eternity. How about it, sir? You want to check it out? You know Jesus Christ. Yep. You want to check this out? Well, spread the good news if you know Jesus. That's what our world needs. We need that. We need to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. Ma'am, I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ. I'm a pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm telling people about the good news that's found in Jesus Christ, the greatest gift that was ever given, eternal life through Him and what He's done for us. Who believe? Have you ever received Jesus and believed on Him before? Okay. Well, but do you trust in Him only? You're not trusting in mass, or you're not trusting in the priest. You're not trusting in all that. Yeah, he's the only way, right?
Yes.
And no other way. All right, God bless you. Well, as a Catholic lady, I don't know how long Catholics can stay in the church without not really being saved. She looked fairly young. But anyway, may God help her to come to see the knowledge of the truth. At least she took a card, and maybe that'll help her. All right, again, God has said in His Word that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me, that's you, that's everybody. All of us are under condemnation in and of ourselves if we're still in our sins, if we've not dealt with the sin problem. All the difficulties and troubles and miseries in this world can be traced back to sin. Murder, thievery, lying, all that kind of stuff, unfaithfulness, all that can be traced back to sin. And until we come to terms with the fact that we're sinners, until we come to terms with the fact that our sin deserves the punishment of hell, until we come to terms with the fact that you are under condemnation, that you will die, and you will one day leave this world, and it doesn't matter how bad you want to stay in this world, you will leave it, because God said you're going to leave it, and I don't want you to go to a place of eternal damnation in hell. So I'm telling you good news that Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me, to rescue us and deliver us from our sins, not from just hell, but because of our sins, which leads us to hell, which earns us our place in hell. Jesus paid the penalty so that justice could be satisfied and mercy can be then extended. It's so harmonious, it's so logical, it's so reasonable, and most of all, it is so biblical. And yet, people are in such a hurry that they don't even want to hear it. All right, God bless you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you again for the moral support. I hope and pray that you too one day will rejoice in the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who came. He came into this world. Yes, He was born of a virgin. Yes, He was in swaddling clothes there in a manger. Yes, He came and He lived a perfect life upon this earth and was the greatest teacher there ever has been. But He was more than that. He was God manifest in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with us. And so why did He come here? Just to give us a good example? No, Jesus came for something greater than that. Jesus came so that He may save sinners from their sins. That's why Jesus came. He came to make life better for you and me. He came so that we can have heaven instead of hell, because He laid down His life and He paid the penalty of hell for everyone who would believe on Him, for everyone that would trust Him, for everyone who would embrace Him. Will you embrace Him? Will you repent of your sins and believe on Jesus? How about it, sir? He's coming. Huh?
Jesus is my son.
Jesus is what?
Son.
I don't know what that means.
Jesus is my son.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you named your son Jesus. I don't know. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus, He's the judge of all the earth. If you don't repent of your sins, you're going to hell. I hope you don't go there. Open your mind. Don't have a prejudiced mind. But believe on Jesus Christ. He will give you something a lot better than what you have. And you're going to leave this world. No matter how tough you think you are or how smart you think you are, you will die because God says you're going to die. The wages of sin is death, whether we like it or not. And we can kick and scream and do whatever we want to do, but it's going to happen. You're going to leave this world. So why not just submit yourself and humble yourself before God, before it is something that is going, you're going to eternally reject and regret all your life throughout eternity. Open your mind. Don't have a prejudiced mind. Think about it. You're going to die anyway. Where are you going to spend eternity? God help you. I hope and pray
that you'll find life eternal, and you'll find something to put a smile on your face and give you joy forever and ever. But you didn't come here by accident, sir. You came here because God determined for you to come here. May God give you grace to believe, no matter what anybody else thinks about you. Because they're not going to judge you. God's going to judge you. Come on, sir. Think about it. Think about it. You're going to think about it sooner or later. It'll come back to bite you if you don't think about it right.
How are you making out?
Well, got a lot of encouragement. This guy sounds like he's from Satan. Huh? Oh, yeah. Over there. Yeah, I think you had a hat on or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah. How's things going?
Doing pretty good, yeah. Yeah, pretty receptive. This guy was a little satanic. He said Jesus was his son, so I don't know about that. Yeah, it does. It does. But yeah, it's good to see you. Yeah, we're just out here. We're about to wind things up because it's getting dark.
Yeah, it's getting good. It's a little dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside,
yeah.
Your mom's probably waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, she's waiting. I usually have her on the phone, but right now I'm on Facebook Live so she can watch, make sure everything's okay. You know, sometimes she's out here with me and videotaping. Sometimes she got things she got to do. She's a pastor's wife. She got a lot to do. She got to keep me straight. That's a full-time job.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, well, we'll probably be over there in January, and I guess I'll try the low-key approach over there and just go down there and eat some food and so on. Anyway, God bless you. All right, good to see a fellow. I was preaching over at Forsyth Tech, one of the guys that worked there, and he remembered me. I remembered him, and he's a fellow believer, and so it was good to see him and hear his encouraging words there. Okay, folks, I want to tell you something that will bless your soul. We got something that can give you good cheer, not only now, but throughout all eternity. I want to share with you about this Jesus, this one, this God the Son, who came into the world. He came into the world. He lived the perfect life. And he was despised and rejected. He was a man of sorrows, well acquainted with grief. He knew what he was going to get into, but yet he still came anyway. Because he had a great love for everyone that would believe on him. And so he not only did that, but he died. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he prayed to the Father, he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Now, some people make a big joke about hell, but if the Son of God was afraid about this hell that he was going to have to pay, then I know that anybody that's thinking right ought to be afraid about hell and be afraid about dying, especially if you're in your sins. But that's why Jesus came. So you don't have to worry about that. But you got to receive it. You got to turn from your sins. You got to believe on Jesus Christ because he's the only one. He's the only hope that we have, the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. He paid sin's penalty so that everyone that trusts in him doesn't have to pay sin's penalty. That's why Jesus came. He came so that we can have that life, have that eternal life, have that life more abundantly, that not only is eternal life, but it changes your life to where you're not what you used to be. If you got true salvation, it'll change your life. You won't be perfect yet, but you'll be a lot more perfect than you were before because Jesus is the one who gives the greatest gift. It's a gift that is not just a bunch of hype, but it's a gift that changes people's lives. It's a gift that can not only change people's lives, but give them life eternal, that can give them a reason for living, that even though things get tough, you can always remember there in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, all things work together for good to those that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. You can always have that hope. You can always have that promise that you can embrace during those hard times. We all got them. You know, we all got problems. We know that Job says our days are few and full of trouble. And so I want you to be able to have something that you can grab a hold of, something that has substance to it, something that will help you, something that won't help you through present day problems. But the ultimate problem, the greatest enemy that we have, is the enemy of death. And we want you to be able to conquer death through Jesus Christ by trusting in him. That's what we want. We want you to be able to have something of inestimable value. Something that Paul said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. What does that mean? He couldn't speak it? No, because it was so great, so indescribable that he couldn't find the right words to say it. Human language couldn't fully express how great this gift is that God gives to everyone who doesn't have a prejudiced mind, to everyone who doesn't have a closed mind, to everyone who realizes they're sinners and realize they're such a sinner that they're going to go to hell and split hell wide open, that realizes that Jesus is the only one who is the way, the truth, and life, because of what he did at the cross, because he died there and was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, so that we can have eternal life, because he paid the penalty necessary. He paid the penalty of hell so that you, if you believe, wouldn't have to pay that penalty of hell. And God bless you. It's getting dark out here. I got to go.